Hi, I'm Tash.
Hi, I'm Emily.
And we're here with Burst Radio and the Student Radio Network to interview parcels at Rough Trade. So what have you picked? Maybe
I chose Marvin Gaye, I Want To, and Nick Drake, Pink Move.
Is there a specific reason you picked either of those?
I've been listening to this record quite a lot at the moment because of there's this live recording of Marvin Gaye with his band in the rehearsal room just jamming the title track, I Want You, and somehow it's really inspiring. He's like on a couch kind of singing like this, you know, as the diva he is, and the band is super tight, super stripped back.
Good enough reason for me.
Yeah.
To check that out.
And this album, I remember as a kid having this album, and it's one of those ones that you can put on, you know, and just bliss out a little bit.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Awesome.
What have you chosen?
I've chosen American Beauty by the Grateful Dead.
Maybe come back.
And Straight Outta Compton. N.W.A.
It's a wild card.
It's a wild card. I love the Grateful Dead. I love Jerry's guitar playing. I love all of the guitar work, especially on the Grateful Dead. And the harmony stuff, all that, like, that whole West Coast. Actually, both West Coast records. I'm really digging the West Coast sound lately, you know? Drake's production on N.W.A. I'm really into it at the moment also. Yeah.
Awesome.
California.
Awesome. We also have some more typical interview style questions. How about we start with your single, which was produced by and co-written with Daft Punk. How was that compared to your debut album, which you self-produced?
What's the comparison?
Yeah, was it working obviously with someone who's done a lot of production, long time in the industry, versus doing it for your debut?
I think we took a lot from the experience of producing with Daft Punk and writing a song with those guys. That was such a big experience from us, and after that we really had gained a lot of the tools we need and the confidence mainly that we needed to do it ourselves.
Exactly.
So they're kind of really interconnected. It kind of feels like the same trip.
Yeah.
How was the process of producing your album yourself? Is it quite like a collaborative?
Yeah, it starts off with writing music individually. I don't think we can really be a band and write a song, like, you know, with a couple of guitars. It's
maybe we can one day.
Maybe one
love
day.
I'd love to be like Keith and you know.
Maybe we can get there one day. But for us at the moment, it's just like that. And then we all come together and put all our minds into the song.
Yeah.
With the songs that we choose as a band, and then we all hit the studio together, and then that's when we get super critical. We try to get all the inspiration, kind of like the experimentation stuff, done in the demo process, and then try to hit it like hard in the studio, but then we get lost too. It's a long process, you know, and we're very particular with everything.
It's good. If you're not particular, you wouldn't have got to this point now, so it's working.
Maybe
we just move faster.
Yeah, I think you can do albums like that and it can be just as good too. It's just one way. I think it's because we really love to record, you know, so we're just going to do it that way.